waiting on you, Kemosabe.
Will it be a walk? Will there be a walk? Walk that line.
How'd you play today?
Well, here's where we got fucked.
Okay.
And I take sole responsibility. So me and another gentleman, we're both 60. We're going to play with one of the four stalls, and they're younger, stronger, strapping cats.
Shout out to the four stalls.
Four stall brothers. Love them. Athletic genes. So he's very good golfer. I expect him to shoot 35, 36, 37. So to play a skins game with him makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes zero sense. It's like playing with a club pro or something. So I tell you what, me and Bags will play from the whites. You play from the blues. You go to the fucking tips. All right. Well, we'll iron this shit out. Well, the first tee, it's pretty significant. He's got to drive back.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the fucking course, it was like 6 yards. He's fucking, he never even had to drive. He's fucking teeing up behind me, bombing him. Just fucking bombing
just hammering him.
So he had one greenie and five skins. I had one greenie and one skin, and Bags got shut out. And then we putzed around.
Come on, Bags. Today.
He had to leave, so I told him I owed him 10.
Joey $2.
But
actually, so tonight,
it should have been from you play from the blues, because I didn't realize it. It's supposed to be well over like 260 yards difference. I never saw that in totality. I'm telling you, it was 6 times 9. It was 54 yards difference if it was anything. Fuck. So it was bad negotiating. However, next time, fucker, you get the blues and we'll play from the yellows. Now fuck off.
Yeah, okay? we'll creep even
and
further up.
I've played at the yellows a few times this year because I wanted to see what it was like, and mostly by myself or in times where I could get somebody that would be willing to gamble. I play from the yellows, you play from the whites. And now that I've watched DeChambeau's YouTube stuff, he said the reason he started the under 50 challenge from the reds was it taught him how to score, right? Because he could hit the ball. Mm-hmm. But to play from the reds, now everything's different. Now to score, you know, you're chipping, you're putting, all that stuff's going to be paramount because you're trying to break 50. So then you have to play different. So it taught him how to score.
Gotcha.
So if you're not watching DeChambeau, I had a quiet night, and I know a lot of you don't have quiet lives. You have kids and lives and shit going on. Pets
sure.
flying all over the fucking house.
Sure.
53 minutes of quiet, and you watch 18 holes lickety split of two arguably like great golfers. Phil Mickelson was the episode last night with Bryson. And Phil's striving the ball because they have the tracker on it, and he's so straight right now. And I couldn't understand what he was saying, how he was achieving it, because when they talk golf, they're talking at like a physicist level.
At such high level.
A physicist level.
Yeah.
It's insane. Phil's talking about, I'm just going to hit it on the outside of the ball and spin it. Like, you know, what? Like you're intentionally hitting the outside of the ball, portion
that?
Of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty nutty. So I want to go back and rewatch it, because when you watch it, you'll see how straight fucking Phil and Bryson's like, damn, Phil. Yes, it's funny because I took it from you when you were an amateur. We were playing together.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you took that from me because, yeah, you told me this, that, and the other thing. And he goes, fuck. You know, and now here I am using it now that he's old. So fascinating. So anytime outside like this, think about it. It's gorgeous out. The fucking leaves are turning.
Beautiful fall day.
Perfect. They've had time. The course is
finally
clean.
Not raining.
It's insane to be this lucky right now in life. It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a nice day.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Tomorrow should be better.
Welcome to the Connect the Dots
Gambling
podcast.
Get it out to your friends. Nothing but winners.
Yeah. The boys have been gassing you up. So you like just cloud nine,
well,
top of the world.
Part of that you too. We're all over these
look
things.
At my,
rarely,
my
when
picks
I am
hitting.
Off, you've kind of hit on where I was going to miss and those types of things. So we have some good banter, and it's interesting because you come off like somebody.
God, I hope so.
Actually, puts in some time.
Known you for 32 years.
You know, puts in some time on. You know, you're so knowledgeable. It just blows me away. I think it's a generational thing, and I just come at it from my years of betting and my approach.
Yeah,
you know, I just stick to my approach.
Yeah, well, my generation, we're all like, you know, fucking fucked in the head, addicted to our devices. So I'm on my phone constantly.
Yeah, so you're gobbling up content at a rate, your perceptual screen.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just consuming information at like all moments of the day.
Yeah, that's true too. I didn't really think about the bucket of perceptual, how your screens get filled up differently. Like,
sure.
You know, those blank slates.
It's not just the screens. It's the screens while also listening to a podcast, while also doing this. Like, it's so much
information
and stimuli.
Yeah. Well, it comes across. So you always sound very intelligible about, I don't think that's a word, intelligible.
Nope, certainly wasn't.
It could be.
Yeah, maybe.
It's one of those stroke words where you're in the middle of it. You're like, I'm going to stick with it.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You come off sound like you know what you're talking about.
Don Vito over here.
I can just plow through a half or I hope I put that in an ashtray. House on fire.
House is going to burn down.
Yeah. Found a new spot. I'm driving to Warren to G Leaf. Shout out to G Leaf.
Oh, yeah?
On Thursdays, 30% off of most of their strands, and they carry a lot of ounces, which I love.
Okay.
So I got 28.3 popcorn nugs. If I won on Thursday, I'd be paying like $126 for an ounce. That's the cheapest I've ever paid in the last 20 years.
No kidding.
It's insane.
Well, look at you go.
Yeah, I know. So I just walk around with an ounce now. Like,
well, that's going to be... Prices are going to come down eventually as more keep places coming down. Pop up.
Yeah,
prices
I guess
are going
Michigan,
to start creeping
they just
down.
Give it away. It's like $3. Here's a sack. Like, okay, I'm going to drive to Michigan to give me a fucking trunk full. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
Right on. You know what's not good? This fucking Thursday night football game we're going to be subjected to. We're recording this at 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Here's the resource I used. I used the Thursday night captain mode, and then I click on the depth charts. So I have an understanding who's fucking playing. Yeah,
who's playing and who's expected
right,
to score points.
So it's a quick little thumb shot synopsis, a little hint. Go to that, and then you get a rundown of who's playing. Of course, you can click on them to see what they're about. So obviously, again, three wideouts with little to no experience, some game experience, and one guy coming off an ankle. I like the Saints here simply because of what it, you know, the bell curve. So I don't get caught up in the no way possible. I'm like, no, this is how that thing works. You know, if you're a team that covers a lot, a team that doesn't cover a lot. We know Denver covers a lot.
What about the Saints?
They're about middle of the road, 3-3.
They started off hot.
3-3.
Yeah.
And that coincides with Taysom. Taysom not playing, that's a big deal.
Isn't that weird? You think
it's
Taysom?
I don't think it's weird.
No, well, for it's like they built their entire offense around him.
Well, I don't think that's it either. I think
it is
though. Something else. There's
it
some
seems
sort
that
of,
way. There's some. He's definitely like the Jenga piece.
I'm gonna say this, and Robbie will have to tell me if the old Bears true or not.
Or Jack, he's
like
plugged into the Saints
he's played
situation.
7 years now. I'm saying he's been with the Saints 7 years. I'm making shit up now. 7 years, I think.
That sounds correct.
He feels like what I have in my lower abdomen. He's a piece of mesh that's a part of the fabric of that team. It's irreplaceable,
medical grade.
So if that
mesh,
if that's not right, it does. There's a hole, and you can't fill it with anything else. There's nothing
well,
like.
Well, it started. He was an old rookie, I think, right? He was already almost 30 or something.
From
BYU.
Oh, I thought it was Northern Illinois. I got him mixed up with another white dude that ran the ball a little bit.
He's a Stormin' Warman, my friend. But it started.
So he might
have
been 26 when he came out of college.
I'm telling you, and I think he had some like injuries in college. He might not have come out till he was like Brandon Whedon, you know, like 28, 29, shit like that.
Shout out.
But it started with Sean Payton's like infatuation with him. Like, well, he can kind of throw the ball, but not good enough to be a quarterback. He can run like a motherfucker. Like, he's not super fast, but he's smart and he's strong and he can catch a little bit.
Like,
so he's
kind of like Belichick, Julian Edelman, we draft you. We don't fuck do with you, but we're going to draft you. Come on down.
Yeah. But he never like developed one skill enough to be your everyday starter at tight end. Like, he's not the number one tight end
on the roster.
Or starting running back. Or starting quarterback.
Right.
Like, he couldn't do any of it
three.
But he does all three at a level that's like he's
unparalleled.
He's integral to what we do. And it's weird how the Saints like have really struggled to function without him. And now we've got Spencer Rattler, game two. It looks like he's going to play. Derek's a long shot to play. Or he might have already been ruled out at this point. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's Rattler, though. We've got a couple wide receivers missing. No Olave, no Shaheed. So it's really banged up on the Saints side of the ball. And on the Broncos side of the ball, where's your Bo Nix confidence meter? The only team he's looked good against is the Raiders.
Well, I don't know that to be true. I think he has back-to-back games of close to 100% QBR rating. So I think there's enough there.
For like 40 yards.
It was 23-0 when he got his time that made that number.
Time to start playing now that we're down 23-0.
Interesting enough, I took in the cash outs for like $1.26. and I was so thankful that I did. I'm like, holy shit, we could lose this. But that being said, I think he's right where he should be for a guy with 60 college games. He fucking, he reminds me of Breeze in that competitive fuck you type of thing, like that back and forth. Once I got to the sideline, you're going to talk to me in a heated exchange. I'm going to be heated. He looks like a gamer. I still think New Orleans finds a way somehow. They're going to have the most dysfunctional chant at halftime led by Drew Breeze. It's going to be so bad. Turning off the sound.
Drew Breeze is in the building?
They're retiring him as a Saint at halftime. And
I heard
the preface of what the chant is, and it's insane that they're going to do this.
They
is
have
so sad.
A pre-coordinated chant?
He's going to come out, get a microphone, and say, one, two, and this fucking god awful chant's gonna start.
Do you know Jack, the chant? What's the chant?
I heard it. It's bad, bro.
What is it?
It's dumb. I can't
don't,
even.
Don't leave me in so suspense dumb. Like this.
It's so dumb. I couldn't even pick up on it. It was retarded. He's gonna say one thing. The crowd's gonna say another. They're gonna have to have it up on the jumbotronics, or they won't be able to keep along.
It's like when I say.
Yeah. So it's gonna be
when I say
up.
Drew, you say Breeze.
Oh, I hope they cut away.
Some shit like away. That.
That being said, if you can run block. You have two backs you can burn up. I think you can get some time in possession. I think Rattler does enough. I like his quick decisions. I think he might throw a pick or two, but I don't mind that.
Plus, yeah. I like him getting 2.5.
I do, too. It's one of those things. I suck if on Monday night, but I'm right as rain on Thursday.
Here you go.
I'm ready. And so, for me, it's a tough bet. I'm not going to go to the casino to bet it. But if I'm leaning with the points, the 2.5, Drew Brees being in the house, all that good shit, Amazon Prime, blah, 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 blah.
What do you feel about 37?
I thought it should be like a 35 number, but you never know what's going to happen, right?
Thursdays are so weird.
You could miss run a route. It could be a pick. You know. Sure. So I don't know where the mistakes trend to. Do they trend to points? Do they trend to not points? I don't know. I am not putting enough time in to go back and look. If I get really granular, I'll go back and see if a team hasn't had any takeaways. Because then you're due. Like, if you see if I did a bubble curve right now, let's say there are 32 teams. Let's say there are 32. Like,
there are.
Indeed. Let's fact check that. See if there's 32. Check.
Yep. That's the number I got.
You're going to see the exact bell curve, right? You're going to see teams that have predominance and a lack of at the bell curve. At the top of the bell curve, everybody has like 8. I don't know that that's
sure.
There's 6 games. Let's assume 4 turnovers. There are teams that probably have 1 or none or 8.
Mm-hmm.
So you could extrapolate that because turnovers turn into wins.
Yes, protecting the ball is paramount. It really is.
Anything.
It's all the numbers you look at, and when you turn the ball over, it's always surprising when you win a game. That's what was surprising. Speaking of the Saints, when they lost to the Bucs last week, Baker Mayfield had three interceptions, and they won that football game. That's hard to do.
But to Jack's point, if 30% of your team's gone,
that's tough.
You know, yeah, Baker's going to do Baker things. To think Baker isn't going to be efficient and effective, and I don't mind the interceptions. The dude had 51 points on offense. So, whatever, bro. Spin it. However, probably the biggest play of the week. Don't want to jump forward, but, you know, Monday night.
Oh, yeah, a little.
So let's put a bow on this one. We spent a lot of time on a dog shit game.
Yeah, on a game that I don't even know if I'm going to watch. I may poke in just to see the Spencer Rattler of it and my Bo Nix hate, see if he throws an interception or something so I could – jump on it and be like, I see Bo Nix still ass.
Oh, you have to be a little rub-raw that they're doing so well.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say so well. I mean, they have a good defense, and, like, that's about it. So
He's the shadow to your Anthony Richardson. As much as you love that dude, you hate
I can't stand Bo Nix. I love Anthony Richardson.
So I turned him into a shadow. You see what I did there?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys got that next level? Like, see what I did there?
A weird reverse.
Yeah, reverse racism.
Bo Nix is also, like... You know, he's at, like you said, 60 college starts, where Anthony Richardson, this is like his 12th start.
He's learning how to throw.
Yeah.
He's still learning.
It's a little different.
He's a toddler.
He's learning how to walk.
He's a big boy.
Sunday, we're still in London. Another one of these goddamn London games.
You know, one of these times I'm going to be right with the Jags.
I don't.
Every week I get up here and get on that little Jags talk.
It's got to be this one, right? They're a 5.5-point favorite.
I know.
They're a favorite.
Which is Vegas telling us the same thing.
That they should stop this Patriots team.
I do think, and we crushed it last week when we talked about the teams that were given 5.5, 6, 7, 8, that those favorites were going to start to get home. And they came home last week. And
favorites,
it was nice.
Favorites came through with a vengeance.
It came through. And I think you still have some of that residual. So anything under 7, under the magical number 7, if you like a favorite, a 5.5, then just fucking roll with it.
Sure.
You know, because again, you have to think that even like tonight's game, there isn't a soul in America that thinks the Saints have an opportunity to win this game. But here we are.
I think
I'm getting ready to bet the Saints.
The line's only 2.5. I think a lot of people think the Saints can win.
Oh, I bet if you click on that, it's going to say that a preponderance, 82% of bet Denver. Tell me what the public has done.
Percentage of bets placed on the spread, Broncos -2.5, 59%, Saints +2.5, 41%.
I stand corrected. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask to get fact checked live.
Fuck.
While we're going through
it. I was that confident.
That's a dangerous game.
Russian roulette. Who's a boy over there? Who's a boy? Who's a boy?
Miles
you are.
Getting ready to watch the Yankees hit a bunch of fucking bombs off the Guardians. Dog shit ALCS.
Hey guys, I'm out there looking for a female. I want to breed my dog. I'm looking for either a Chihuahua or a Yorkie. My dog's dick to torso ratio. His DTR is fucking, he is all dick. He brings big dick energy. Find me a female.
That's weird, man.
DTR, dick torso ratio.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes on cue.
Let's, but I guess dog dick and the Jaguars are synonymous. So,
a good segue.
I saw the synapses in your brain firing. I do like a little bit of what Drake May can do. I'm not betting on the Jaguars.
No, and it was easy money last week, right? That was a casino play last week, Houston. I couldn't race to the casino quick enough to get that piece of paper on Houston. And I hate to say it, but I think, again, we're there, right? Let's get learn under center. But I think this is the spot where we get right, because they don't want that plane ride home. You don't want to get fired.
Yeah, they might leave Dougie P in London if they lose this one to the Patriots. Looking at the next game final, the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday, Bengals at Browns, +5.5. The Browns, a home dog. Boy, they just are. The offense is completely broken. Not a single part of it's working.
No, I bet the Guardians the other night, money line, first five, all this crazy stuff. And I, for a moment, for like an hour and a half, I knew what it was like to be a Browns fan.
It's not fun, right?
Oh my God. Strand fucking 9 with 7 in scoring position. I was like, oh. And automatically, I was right where a Browns fan would be.
Yeah.
Well, they're never going to score. The worst offense I've ever seen. I can barely hit it over the alpha. I can barely hit it over the second baseman. I was losing my shit. Never again will I bet on the Guardians, except for tonight.
Do the Browns haven't scored over 20 points all season in a single game?
Yeah, that's bad.
It's hard to win football games that way.
In the NFL.
Very, very difficult. The Bengals haven't been much better, but there's more things to like about that team. They could at least score points, whereas I don't have any faith in the Browns to score any points.
My model says take the
Browns. Nick Chubb's coming back.
My model says take the Browns.
This is similar to the Jags situation. I don't feel good about it.
If you're a Browns fan and you're leaning to betting this game, I wouldn't endorse it. The Browns. The old Bears going to endorse it. I'm not putting money on them, but the model says take the Browns. I just simply can't afford to put money on the Browns. It just simply doesn't make business sense.
Too risky.
Yeah, you got to start applying the logic. You know, you would with a stock.
I would
market.
Almost need points.
Don't make money. Don't make sense.
I would need points and plus money. I would need like the +5.5 and some juice to want to bet the Browns. And I just can't do it. Lions, Vikings. Vikings coming off a bye. Lions
I
coming.
I think we're going to be in agreement on this
fucking
one.
Fucking Lions coming off a fucking shit kicking of the Cowboys.
Yeah, because as hard as I get on the Jags, D, you're more right than this, because Detroit you just love. So any points here?
Give me the Lions. This is the easiest thing I've ever seen.
And because when are you going to get points the rest of the year?
Never.
Probably not.
Never.
Unless you get shellacked by Minnesota.
Did you see the entirety of the...
I took that walk prop. I looked at it hard. Son of a bitch.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think that was the second at bat. So
no, in the top of the inning.
Oh, top of the inning. Just a walk.
It was +235.
Well, what are you going to do?
We're doing this gambling podcast live. We're doing some play-by-plays here.
Again, on something that's already going to be done by the time you hear this.
That's true.
The Lions, I was talking about the NFC North in general. The last place in that division is 4-2.
Right. Which,
like,
well, if we were to go back and listen to the first podcast, I made some wild claims that I wasn't sure Detroit would win that division. You were like, now.
Yeah.
All the arguments that I made, I said Sam Darnold and the Vikings would be really good. I said that Jordan Love's going to come to fruition and do things that would be amazing. Like last week, calling him out, he was fantastic.
Also not wrong. The Lions are fucking good.
No, they're insane. I said that was a perfect game the week before. Then they come up and they fucking put it to Dallas like they
just
had
beat
stole
the
something.
Shit out of them.
Like those people didn't have families. That was embarrassing. Jerry Jones is firing people over that. Like talk show host, you're fired.
He's threatening
fucking ball boy, you're fired.
Like, he's like, I'm not going to come on here and get questioned by people that I'm paying. You know what, Jerry? Fair. Like,
fair
I write
enough.
The fucking checks. What are you doing? Asking me about the offense. Fucking suck my dick. How about that? Pack your shit.
Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier for the Cowboys and where they're at and the dysfunctionality of it all.
I love this game. I love Lions getting points.
It keeps going up, though. That doesn't bother you?
I see it at 1.5. I don't know where it was at previously.
Oh, it worked at 2.5.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it 1.5 right now on DraftKings.
All right.
But I love the Lions in this spot. I think, you know, losing Hutchinson sucks, but I think this first game there is going to be like a – they're already good, and then like a rah-rah do-it-for-Hutch type thing. Although, again, that Vikings defense has done some pretty nasty things.
I do expect them to bring Goff back.
We'll see.
I would be leery of doing any Goff prop bets, any Amon. You know, Raw, any of those prop bets, because I think that offense is going to
run the ball.
Back. Yeah, if you do that well, you'll be fine.
Apologies run the ball.
Again.
Gibbs and Montgomery.
You can hear he's great at what he does. So if you got a female out there.
He saw a black guy outside. And was like, absolutely not.
That is untrue. You know I live in a gated community. We don't allow black people. That is untrue. We are farthest thing from that.
Titans and Bills. The Bills are a 9-point favorite at home against the Tennessee Titans. They picked up Amari Cooper. Something we didn't even talk about the Browns game. The Browns just traded Amari Cooper. Like, later, guy.
Well, Raiders, all the Raiders, right?
They're getting, yeah.
You know, even now the Commanders trade of Josh Dobson looks better because of our value that we got.
Oh,
him.
Yeah, so, it does. He's not even playing.
In retrospect, you know, it is what teams do. And that's I'm not ever insinuating Max Crosby should be traded. I'm saying if you're going to implode properly to get what you want, which is first or second pick, you have to go all in on the implosion. And you're never going to have what the Commanders have. You're never going to be able to clean owner, front office, all the coaches, all the QB rooms, all that stuff at once. You just don't have that luxury because of the Davis family.
Sure.
But you do need to kill everything. You should fucking implode that whole thing. And it's somebody, you need somebody with the level of, you know, I hate to say it, but like a Narduzzi. We're going to go see Pitt next week. This dude is fucking crazy. When I say Narduzzi is crazy, he is insane.
Sure.
His dad coached YSU for a decade. He was a ball boy for YSU. He wanted to hurt YSU so bad. He made it so personal that they put up 70. It's insane. You want somebody that's going to grab a microphone on Van Pelt on Monday night and challenge everybody in Vegas, get the fuck out of your town. Don't show up in a visitor's fucking jersey because this is fucking Raider Nation. That's insane that you have that. How do you even watch that when Pittsburgh's the home? How did that? What the fuck? I get it. Pittsburgh travels well, but that's insane. And
Vegas is destination
city. You don't
city.
Have a culture that
the team's
says,
bad.
Team first, yeah. We're going to win. Right.
No, the team's bad. It's been
that
bad.
That thing needs blown up.
Mark Davis is bad
he's
at this.
Up. You all know, of it needs blown up. So, you're on your way to blowing
just,
it up.
Just is what it is. You know,
fucking bring Deion in.
Hold on to
Deion would be a great coach.
I don't want Deion Sanders to be the head coach. Of the
I'm
Raiders.
Telling you right now, he. Would
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind his kid. Deion Sanders
you can get
is
them
not.
Both.
Deion
get
Sanders
kid,
has
Travis
not
too.
Proven to be. We. I don't think we can get all three of them.
You get them all. Trade Max. Deion, two first round picks.
Deion hasn't proven that he's a good collegiate head coach, let alone a good professional head coach, but I do think his kid can play quarterback, so I do like Shador. Bills, do you think they cover this big ass spread against the Titans?
No. Love the Titans.
How come?
It's too big.
Just too big.
It's too big.
Sheer size.
Well, Tennessee's defense is quietly top five. Nobody knows. You know why? Because you have a horrible quarterback. You see plays on TV that show you being dog shit. Somebody can fact check that. Top five defense.
They do have a good defense.
They don't play anybody yet.
They do have a good defense.
A very
but
good
here's
defense.
Here's the
Too
thing.
Too many points.
If the Bills are this Super Bowl echelon team, this is one of the teams they should dog walk. This is one of the teams they should beat by two touchdowns.
Always said they're not. They're not going to be. And they're never going to be.
No Amari Cooper bump. No, like, hey, we got a new wideout in the building. No. We're going to fucking.
Great route runner. Fantastic. We had a guy. Just fucking like you. Guy.
Except with
probably, like you.
Except probably with worse hands. I like the Bills, actually.
That's not nice.
I think they win by two
points.
Touchdowns.
No.
I don't mind it.
I think Tennessee's one on the end of the model that's, you know, that says they've only covered a few times. So, you know where I go with that.
Texans, Packers, really fun game. Packers, 3-point favorite at home. Texans coming up to Lambeau. This should be a good game to watch.
Good game to bet.
Yeah?
Yeah, get to the casino.
You like the hook?
The Houston and the
like the Texans.
Give me that 2.5.
You're all in on Demi. It's 3.5. Or it's 3 now, excuse me.
Oh, fuck. I might go tonight.
Yeah.
I might run down there tonight.
I'm seeing it
paper.
At 3.
I wonder if there's an update on Kings. Maybe there's a Joe Mixon ding or something I'm unaware of. I'll have to research that a little bit.
He might probably play. Who knows?
Well, it's moved to half
they point. I think they traded Cam Akers to the Vikings. So
they did, in fact.
Good indication
indeed.
That the running back room is getting healthier.
He fucked me this year too.
It'll be a fun game. I think you're right. Probably take the Texans and the points. I don't see a problem with that. Eagles at Giants. The Giants plus 3.5, another home dog. Vibes are bad for both teams, right? The Giants, another embarrassing primetime game. The Eagles win, but their head coach is yelling at home fans, and it feels like a loss. So, I don't know. What the fuck do you make of these two teams? I'm sure you're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. Where Dallas is at, where Philly's at, where the coaches are at, where they're at in terms of the locker room, having control, not having control. Bad decision-making, ineffective offense. I don't know where the regression has come. I love the fact that we created a void in Dallas when Quinn came this way, and then the defense just happened to get decimated, so it's just a beautiful fucking calamity. I don't know. Every time I've watched the Giants, there's a few teams I've watched a lot of. A lot of Tampa Bay, which we're going to get back to on Monday night. And, you know, unfortunately, I've watched a lot of the Giants.
I'm so sorry.
You know, the Giants, though, believe it or not, do not quit playing football. They play.
They care.
They play like professionals. So what's the number? I'm probably not betting the game.
3.5.
I don't feel comfortable betting on either side. What's the total?
42.5.
Yeah, I think that's a total under.
Here's the play. Saquon Barkley, first touchdown score. There you go. Saquon revenge game. That's all you need.
That's all you need. That's why you're the man.
There you go.
Saquon, that's why it's called connect the dots.
Saquon, first time touchdown. Let me look at touchdown scores. He's plus 390 for first touchdown. He's plus 350 for two plus touchdowns. I don't mind that.
Well, if you're going to connect the dots, what would be better? That. One touchdown or two?
Two, obviously.
Connect the fucking dots here, people.
Let's go.
We're going to go first. We're going to go second.
And we're going to hit
five spots.
And we're going to hit them both.
A little five spotter.
And we're going to be happy.
Now, with that logic, let's take it a step further. All right. We have to take the Giants.
How you figure, sports fan? So we're saying
we got 14 points.
We're saying the Eagles are going to score at least two touchdowns. You're like, I'm going to take the Giants.
Oh. Okay, I still thought he was on the Giants. I definitely had a stroke there. So I guess we're saying we're taking the Eagles.
Yeah,
I had a stroke there.
Yeah, you sure did.
That went south quick. No more smoking weed like,
like right moments, literal seconds. Like,
right up to Mike Jack.
Seahawks, Falcons. The Seahawks have to travel all across country to ATL. The Falcons are a 3-point favorite at home. This feels like a Falcons big win, right? Should we stick with the short line favorites? Or do you like the Seahawks coming cross country?
Cross country, Seattle.
Okay.
It's a facial five. And potentially for me, it might be a casino play.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I've been on Atlanta on the right side on quite a few things of late.
So you think you just got a good feel for this Falcons
honestly
game.
If you guys want to truly keep it simple, I think you can bet every single underdog till 4 o'clock starting tonight.
Wow.
If you want to keep it simple.
Wow.
I'm just saying. And so you're talking X amount of underdogs till 4 o'clock. Well, there's two Monday games. So it's about half the field. I think you could feel comfortable taking all the dogs. I think it's right size with favorites versus dogs. I think these short numbers indicate the balance. And now I think it's time we can swoop back in on these dogs that are getting the 2.5, the threes, the little itty bitties.
Little dogs.
Yeah, it's a little dog.
Little baby dogs.
They sprinkle in the 9 because that's too much to give any NFL team.
Another short line.
You got a friend.
Something like that. Dolphins at Colts. Dolphins coming off a bye week. Colts looking like Anthony Richardson is going to be back.
Oh, my God. Nothing would make me get to the casino quicker than that dude being under fucking center.
No Jonathan Taylor.
Fine.
Again, just a three-point line here. The Colts favorite at home. Who do you like? It sounds like you're leaning Dolphins.
Dogs.
Yep. Continue with the dogs.
Well, there's not a worse covering team. Indy is 4-1 against the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not a good football team.
No,
without Jonathan Taylor.
And they're like not fun. They're not even fun to watch. It's like, yeah, Josh Downs is good. I like Josh Downs, but
he's a receiver back.
Not much else going on.
I mean, Indy's probably going to be the play, and I hope a lot of people pick it in their pools, you know, and have a nice day.
Here we are at that 4 o'clock window. So now you've stated your premise is dogs until 1.
Dogs up till 4.
Are we switching to, or dogs up till 4? Are we switching to the favorites?
Who is it?
It is the Washington Commanders.
This gets tricky.
8-point favorite at home against the Carolina Panthers.
I truly feel you should take Carolina in the points.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't have a good explanation.
Eight
now,
such
will
a weird,
I do it?
Eight's
I won't
such
do
a weird
it.
Number two. Why isn't it 7.5? Yeah, why isn't
I won't
it 9?
I won't do it. I won't do
it's
it.
It's a weird
Andy
line.
Andy gives you a chance every single game to be within 10 points. I don't particularly like our secondary. We healthy scratch Forbes. hey, look, they were going to play a lot of Nick. Well, I don't need you today. What the fuck? So we're at that point. I think there's a lot of accountability from the linebackers forward. We lost our D tackle. Mm-hmm. So I have concern. Not enough to think that we're not going to win this football game.
I figured it out. This is a teaser team.
It could be.
This is a teaser team. 6 points gets you down to two.
I think it could be.
Commanders minus two. You're safe.
It's at home.
You're safe.
Is it in the...
That's your first leg of the teaser.
FedEx Field anymore.
It's, put it with something else.
I don't want to do any teasers anymore. I got.
And you're,
I
get and you're good.
Parlays. Get away. Yeah. Get away.
I hear you. But this is a good teaser
so
team.
Fast.
So I'm just gonna put a little bookmark next to it.
Yeah, and again, there's a lot of things to like. Brian Robinson's practiced back-to-back days. I think we haven't seen the best out of our slot receiver. You've seen a quarterback that's historic still through even through last week. We are
keep an eye on Caleb.
We have
he's coming
more opportunities to score than any team in NFL history through the first 6 weeks. Is that how many weeks we've been? 6 weeks?
Yep, this is week 7.
Caleb, sure, he's coming along nicely for runner-up to Jaden, to Rookie of the Year, who may actually be the MVP. But, yeah, let's go ahead.
Here's another big favorite I love. Rams minus seven.
I'm fucking against the Raiders. The Rams.
Man, they're going to
feel so bad.
McVay coming off a bye.
Oh, my God.
Stafford getting a little healthy. Maybe Cooper Kupp gets involved. They should beat the shit out of this Raiders team. Like, 7 points doesn't feel like enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. Is it really seven? Because it was 5.5 when I got
I'm looking at seven currently on DraftKings. Yeah.
And again, guys, I bet early. Mm-hmm. Misses. And we're going to let that call me back.
And in an effort to decline the phone call,
he answered
the phone call and then hangs up on his way.
Try not to be me.
Just absolutely flawless execution.
You don't get this at the mainstream. You know, if you
masterful,
guys were listening to, you know,
masterful gambit, sir.
Somebody going in the Hall of Fame or something, you wouldn't expect this. But, you know, we're pros here.
Why do you like the Rams? All the same reasons coming off a bye week.
Yeah, they're one of the
Sean
worst.
McVay.
One of the worst covering teams in football.
There you go.
So that's at the bottom end of the bell curve. So we absolutely are in love with the worst covering team. Ironically, is Carolina. That's why I'm so scared.
I don't think that's ironic. I think that makes a ton of sense. Carolina's bad.
So
the fact that they don't cover makes a ton of sense.
Look at the teams that are bad. The 1-4 teams are Rams, Miami, Seattle, New England, Tennessee, mm-hmm. Carolina. Of those, who is the best team? Rams.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So that's where you go. That's how I use that slide. It takes me to the Rams. That's a heavy play, and I think that's a casino play. And a facial five.
Chiefs at 49ers. 49ers a 1.5-point favorite. You're telling me I can get points and take the Kansas City Chiefs in a football game?
Yeah, but don't.
Whoa. Why?
San Fran wins.
Pat Mahomes.
San Fran. Plus, you can get all the San Fran updates on 1240. Do you know that you can listen to every San Fran game here locally at 1240?
Is that a DeBartlow thing?
It is.
Yeah.
Fucking DeBartlow.
That checks out.
So, no, I think this is a situation coming off of, you know, if you go back to San Francisco, horrible loss, came back, and they did what? They ran the ball ad nauseum with the dude. We all had the play. Thank you for the play. The guy was well on his pace to break that play that you gave us, the running props, mm-hmm. the running back that busted his shoulder up. And then the dude came in behind him, and he did just fine. That was a concerted effort to say, don't forget who we are. We're going to run the ball behind this fucking guy. This mm-hmm. fucking guy here that's going to the Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Famer. We're going to run behind him, and we're going to run behind fucking Kittle. All right? We're going to come behind these two fuckers. And it's too easy. So, yeah, they're going to fuck up Kansas City. I know that's going to go over well in the pod.
I love
go over
Kansas,
well in the chat.
I think Kansas City wins in this spot. I've only made one play so far, and it was Detroit Lions Kansas City Chiefs money line parlay plus 320.
Yeah,
boosted to 640 on DraftKings.
What can go wrong? Other than San Francisco rushing for 212 yards.
Yeah, and losing by three to Pat Mahomes
because
that's what he does. Jets, Steelers, we've reached Sunday night. New
There's
Jets.
Not a less
wide receiver.
More impressive covering team. Than
Amari
KC.
Cooper. No, they
don't
it's,
forget.
It's droning
they
excellence.
Bake in. They bake keep, in the public Kansas City love
it's,
affair.
It's fucking.
So if you're getting one, you're getting a decent money line. You know why? They want you to have a nice line.
Everyone's like, oh, Kansas City. It's the same fucking rope a dope last year. Like, oh, Kansas City looks off. What's wrong in Kansas City? Well, they're fucking 5-0. Nothing's wrong. They have the best quarterback in football. They have the best coach in football. They have, what, top 3 defense, top 5 defense in football.
Yeah, they're a very good
best
team.
Defensive coordinator. They're a very good team.
Yeah.
So they're able to sleepwalk through the regular season, get to the playoffs, and fuck your mom while you watch. Like, it just is what it is.
Like a good cuckold, but you introduced me fucking, you crossed over. I did a reverse race calling a white dude the shadow. Now you've taken it to a cuckold, but you've added the element of, let's just say, stepmom in this instance.
An ancestral.
Yeah, at least stepmom. Let's clean it up with skosh. Can't go straight, mom. That's fucking way past.
We can't put that on the internet. Fucking throw a step in front of that, and we... You can get 4 million views.
Yeah. Don't forget gay incest, a game the whole family can play.
Incest fucked
up. Brought to you by Connect the Dots.
Now we tack a step on there. Now we're in business. Fucking weird. Anyways.
All right. The Jets. We are on different sides here.
Yeah. Different sides.
I'm not betting Kansas City. I wish you well.
You're not going to get Kansas. You're not going to. That's another thing with lines. You're not going to get Kansas City getting points very often. Jets, Steelers. The Jets are a 2-point. I'm sorry. The Steelers are a 2-point dog at home. Devontae Adams in the building. Motherfucker was already in New York before the trade was announced.
He's like behind his shoulder.
Yeah, like already had custom Jets cleats.
They're sleeping in bunk beds.
Jesus Christ, how long has he been in New York?
Yeah, they're sleeping in bunk beds in the same room.
His hamstring is 100%. So
first inning, Nerfy just got home. -160.
He's ready to go. I don't know. I don't know if that moves in the deal. This Steelers team, it looks like Russell Wilson is going to start.
Jets.
This feels like a big Jets victory, and everyone starts jerking off the Jets.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah. All right, good. Monday night, this is the game you wanted to talk about. Buccaneers, 3.5-point dog. The Ravens coming to town, down to Tampa. What do you like about the Buccaneers in this spot?
Outside of the Commanders, there's not another team I've watched more than Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And that's just how my money fell, right? Mm-hmm. I got to see them because they played the Commanders once, and then I got to see them for some other bets that I had. Or some good plays I had early in the season. I think I stretched their line out 1 week and gave them like
Rats, man.
They were a dog, and then I did an alt line where I made them favorite by like 6.5, and I got home on that. So I've watched a lot of Tampa Bay football. Worst defense in the NFC. Period.
Yeah.
So good luck. Good fucking luck. Because now the only thing that's stopping my guy from getting the MVP is fucking in the Baltimore Ravens uniform. We said how menacing Derrick Henry was going to be. We talked about Derrick Henry running down my street 25 miles an hour. I thought the Commanders did a good job of getting to him early. What I mean by early is at least hitting him early to try to impede that. You're never going to impede it once he gets rolling. But that being said, how are you going to answer that? How are you going to answer that when you have no defense? I mean, like, no fucking defense.
Well, the only way you can, fucking chuck it. Put up points. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, get open.
And again,
and that's it.
For me, the whole season's encapsulated, and I'm not going to forget this. Baker got fucking crunched, and the pitcher was Godwin and Evans, basically arms around him and helping him to the sideline. That is scary how proficient the three of them have gotten. Scary proficient.
Yeah. So you've surprised me here. I thought it sounds like you're leaning Ravens. Is that where
heavy?
You're going?
Heavy. I have all day money. I'll watch the baby. Rose will come home. I'll get a fucking latte. I'll pull. She'll drop me off at the Circle. I'll go in there and stick $200 in that thing and whoosh, Baltimore, whoosh, Baltimore. I'm just planning on going and getting that shit on Tuesday.
Man,
that hyped. Tampa Bay's covered so often with that defense on Baker's back.
And this feels like Lamar feels like starts pulling away in the MVP race. So like, oh,
last week
Lamar had 4 touchdowns against the Buccaneers.
I mean, watched his presser, Lamar's presser. And I bought Lamar early enough last year to make money on Lamar on the MVP. Because again, trust your own eyes. If you do anything during this football season, trust your own fucking eyes. And I know you guys do a great job of that. His presser was very telling. How quickly he recounted and enumerated the things that he needed to do better. And that was coming off the Commanders win.
On DraftKings, Lamar is still currently 3rd in odds at plus 550. Mahomes is your favorite at plus 360. Josh Allen plus 475. Then Lamar Jackson and C.J. Stroud.
Well, it's early to put in futures because you guys hate tying up your money, and I get it.
Yeah.
I think 550 is the best price you're going to get on Lamar. I think if he puts up 30, 35 this week and does something incredible, what she's prone to do, I think you're going to see that number slide down under 450, probably potentially 350.
I heard someone say it. I don't know. I don't know where. I can't remember where I heard it. But we're going to look back at the end of the season. We're like, remember when the Raiders beat the Ravens? That was so fucking weird as they're like 14-2.
It wasn't, because that was, as we know it, the first 4 weeks of our preseason.
So there you go. That's the slate. For what,
no,
for
another
what
Monday
worth,
night game. You
is there
one.
Another Monday
you
night game?
You missed a little sleeper back
no.
there.
We got double down.
Oh, the Chargers.
The Monday night with the gross Chargers. There it is. Monday night, 9 o'clock, Chargers at Cardinals. Wow. Chargers, wow. Cardinals plus two? Only two?
What say ye?
I say go Chargers. You like the Chargers in this spot?
I'm a fan.
If it's under three.
I'm a fan of well-coached football teams.
Kinda.
Where's it being played?
Arizona? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. You know I'm on Chargers. Fuck. Arizona does it for me.
Yeah.
You can't stand that
Chargers don't have a home field advantage as it is. Like, it doesn't matter.
Smallest friend in size, height?
My smallest friend?
Is it Lou?
Yeah. Lou is on the shorter side, I'd say. Probably so Kenny Burns is pretty short.
5'8". Let's put that in perspective.
5'8". 5'8". Might have been this smidge taller than that. I don't know. I'm a real bad 5'8". I'm a real bad gauge at height.
Also, shout out to the Harbaugh brother when he was doing his press conference and found out that Jim was heading to the locker room.
Yeah.
He immediately exited his presser. Like, didn't even fucking think about it. It was like pink. Like, oh, you guys are connected at the fucking hip. Pink. I knew it was going to be something like, and you've experienced the arrhythmia.
Yeah. It can freak you out when you don't know what's going on.
I want to recap the facial fives, and I feel pretty strong that these might
Lay
have a shot
me.
To get back. Seahawks, dog. Houston, dog. Detroit, dog. Rams, favorite. And then Monday night, Baltimore.
Wow. There you go.
Put those five together in a parlay or a tease.
Or a tease. I love a good tease.
You love a good tease. Yeah. Those, because you're going to be getting on the other side of seven, with the exception of, you're going to bring the Rams down to a manageable number. You're going to bring Baltimore to a plus number. However, I do not recommend teases. I do not recommend parlays.
I got to find the other piece to that tease. Maybe it'll be the Saints. As much as I dislike doing Thursday night and then waiting all the way till Sunday for the second half of my tease. But we shall see. I know for certain the Commanders are going in it, and something else is accompanying it.
I made a mistake last week in retrospect when I look back, because I did have a lot of parlays, and the very first one was Jacksonville. There's nothing worse than dumping all your fucking parlays.
And you're like, well, fuck,
one.
I don't even want to watch.
The bet is you watch balls whistle through the receiver's hands repeatedly.
Jesus Christ, they're so bad, man.
Why don't they catch?
They're so bad.
Seems like if you play receiver, you should be able to catch.
Doug Peterson's talking about, like, we got a culture problem. Like, motherfucker, that's your job.
I love people that deflect the job.
That's what you are paid for. Like, yeah, the culture really
is
poor
by
here.
Definition what you're in charge of.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Can you imagine?
You're the CEO.
White guys failing up.
Ain't that the truth? The American way. How's this baseball game going?
0-0.
Have you been impressed with the baseball playoffs?
No, I'm fucking angry. I went to the casino and bet on the Guardians.
You just keep betting on the Guardians.
I thought it was going to be a bounce back.
Even
game,
though the Yankees keep dummying him.
Right, they keep just fucking pounding him in submission.
He's running hard. Is he coming home?
No, they're just setting up for a big inning.
Fucking pulls up at third like a pussy.
Second and third.
Anyways.
One out.
Verdugo. I have enjoyed the Dodgers. I just like watching Shohei get baseballs.
See how this is no sound?
He hit one to the fucking moon.
I didn't see that last night, but I do love this. And I'll watch until, and if Smoltz isn't on the call.
The data cast?
No, John Smoltz calling the fucking Dodgers. John Smoltz is by far the best baseball announcer all time.
Oh, yeah?
Smoltz is incredible.
Better than John Kruk?
Oh, my God. Smoltz is incredible. I was watching a play last night where the guy missed by 2 feet. Smoltz is like, you go right back there. You don't need to go anywhere else. He missed it by 2 feet. So the guy goes up and out. Smoltz is like, you don't need to go there. Throw it right where you threw the last one. Pink, the guy missed it by another foot. Smoltz is so, his voice is smooth, number one, but the articulation of what's going on from the pitcher's perspective, you get none better than Smoltz. Smoltz with a microphone is incredible.
Well, baseball is such a pitcher driven, right? You know, so it's, I think it's good perspective to have a pitcher in there anyways, especially one of the caliber of John Smoltz. Like,
yeah,
was,
but I don't
awesome.
Want to be John Darling. It's like a dick, John Darling. How about that?
Oral Hershiser.
I didn't mind Bulldog. He wasn't bad. I don't mind Pedro's insights, but you can never put Pedro in a booth.
It's a second language.
In general. Yeah. Smoltz is the real deal. I truly enjoy listening to him.
Remember when Pedro threw that fat old guy to the ground?
Rightfully so.
you come running at me? Get the fuck off of me.
What could you possibly need out here? What the fuck could you possibly need? Ole, bitch. Ole. Miles, we're animated. We love you, brother. We're not out here to... We would never throw you to the turf.
Pedro was nasty, man.
Yeah, he was filthy. Yeah. He saw you off.
All right. That's all we got. Week 7.
Yeah, I'm going to take a quick shower and head to the poker hall.
In the books. I'm going to go sit with the dogs. Two vet appointments in 2 days.
Ugh.
This one, I was sitting out in my car for an hour because they were behind. And they, like, and they had a full
in.
Yeah, they have, they ask you to call before you go in,
yeah,
which
don't
I appreciate.
Bring that dog in. Yeah,
you know, I got bigger dogs. They can be
a handful.
Rambunctious. So yeah, we're just chilling in the car.
Miles, you want to go for a walk?
What do you think? Is it appropriate? I called again after an hour, like, hey, I've been out here for an hour. Would you have called before that? Was I being too polite?
No, I think
should I have called like a half, because they told me, like, hey, we're backed up. You know?
I think that's fair. Hey, just where are we at? Everything okay?
That's only like, hey,
that's the perspective.
I've been waiting here a while.
Yeah,
what's going on?
You know, the first time I took him to get groomed, I was a nervous wreck. And
now if I have to call a third time, now I'm going to be a dick. Now I think you forgot about me and I'm going to be a dick.
Well, and I don't know if it rubs off. I don't sleep well. Well, you know for a fact, I've never been great or have abundance of patience.
Not at all.
I think the dentist won't call me back because I dipped on them. Here's the thing. I go in for cleaning. I do my part. I will get there 15 minutes early. I think your hygienist was late to work. I know you want to take x-rays. I decline.
Yeah.
I'm good on x-rays.
Yeah.
Those big things in my mouth, not feeling it today. You get x-rays.
Don't
want
to do it.
Time.
Just get in there and do what you need.
All right. Just waiting on the doctor to talk to you. It's going to have to happen now because I have another appointment and I've been here an hour, 15 minutes for tooth.
For cleaning.
For cleaning.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely wants to see you. I'm like, well. Let him know he has an opportunity right now.
He's got my number.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
So he never came, and I got up. I'm like, all right, take the bib off. We're leaving. Oh, I was one inning too late, it looks like. All right.
A little sack squeeze situation or something there?
Fuck off, Guardians. Yeah. Have a nice day. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
They have no ability to score 2 runs. This game is over.
Yeah.
That's a Browns fan right there. Did you hear the Browns fan in that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes.
The defeated already.
Yeah, we're done.
It does make me want to watch Major League, though. It's a good sports movie.
Kind of.
All right, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Good luck.